This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But we all know this is a fascinating matchup because the contrast in styles, as we said on Monday. You know, what gives here? What wins out? You know, Missouri, one of the better offenses in the country. Drake, one of the better defenses. Pace of play, going to be slower. They're fine playing this game in the low 60s. That's great for Drake if it's in the low 60s. I'm not saying they can't score 80, but that's the style of game they want.
The game to
Missouri wants to run, And when I look at this, obviously one of them are going to win out, but I struggle despite all the noise around Drake over the last week or so, and what a story it is. If Missouri can get out to a nice start, and I'm not, like every team wants to have a nice start, but I mean specifically because of the style of play, if Missouri can control the game early and be out ahead by more than two possessions or three possessions and build a little cushion, that's a big problem for Drake more than it would be for other teams because of the pace of play that Drake wants to play. Now, on the flip side, if it's tight, and Missouri's getting limited possessions, which is what Drake wants to create, that's how you get the upset tonight, and that's how Drake would ultimately win. But I will be picking Missouri in this game, both in brackets and from a betting perspective. I think Missouri wins comfortably, as in they cover 6.5.
Look, I guess I understand that like an entire team's history does not necessarily factor into this matchup or that matchup, so I'll talk a bit about the matchup in a second. But if I'm Missouri, I am once again nervous as hell. Since 2010, this is a massive sample. This is a 15-year tournament sample for this team. Missouri is just as likely to get knocked out by a 15 seed than to win a single game in the NCAA tournament and play in the round of 32, okay? Like, they constantly come to the tournament and disappoint. As a 2 seed a couple of times, right? Not, and obviously the time they lost to the 15 seed, they weren't a 2 seed. They were 17.
You're saying nervous as a Missouri fan, not as like these. Yeah, you're saying
this
from a fan perspective.
This is not a good tournament team, flat out. Not for all the normal jokes we make, like they've never been to a Final Four. They're just a bad tournament team. Every time Missouri gets to the tournament, they don't play all that great. They've won 2 games in the last 15 years, and in those 2 games, they lost the next one to a number 2 seed, respectable, and the other one to the 15-seeded Princeton 2 years ago, under this coach, mind you, who came up short in a tournament. And so, yeah, that part would scare me. The question I have for Drake is, can they take advantage of Missouri's poor defense, or as poor defenses of late? So if they are going to limit the possessions, I don't think they can just be their normal amount of efficiency in those possessions. I think they're going to have to score even at a higher rate than normal. And I guess the one thing that always hangs up, and this is why I also think Missouri's winning the game, the one thing I can't get past is people want to talk about Drake like they're the only team who's allowed to enforce their tempo or the style of play. Missouri's been forcing their tempo on teams all year, even teams that they've lost to or beaten.
Right.
Like they got into a running match with Alabama. Alabama doesn't play in the 110s every game.
No, but Alabama's defense stinks. You know, that was the thing with.
They got themselves into like an absolute track meet with a couple of teams over the course of this year that aren't necessarily even track meet teams. And so does Drake try to just shoot the lights out of the building? Do they go into this? Well, the fact that I thought it was really smart of them to sit Mitchell, because as Jared Sutton pointed out yesterday, he could have played in that game against Florida. They could have risked it, maybe made his knee a little more sore, but instead they're like, no, if we win this game, I guess we move to the 5 seed line. Let's just say on the 6. Let's take our odds there. And I'm sure they would have preferred a team other than Drake. But I'll point out that on KenPom, net ratings, and every other advanced metric you want, this is the worst 11 seed because Drake hasn't played anybody. Like, they just haven't played anybody. So, you're getting the worst version, essentially, of an 11.
We know how these opening round games play out. If it's the second half and there's 8 minutes to go and this thing is a possession or two apart, that's when everything starts to tighten up a little bit, right?
And that favors Drake, in my opinion.
Of course, absolutely.
You'd rather just be up 8-10 and then Drake have to find buckets in droves.
And I know, every team wants to be up 8-10. No, but what we're saying is this matchup in particular, because of the way Drake plays, it could be more problematic for them if they get behind versus some other teams. Now, just some history with how Drake fares in the tournament. They've played 5 tournament games since the seeding era began. They're 0-5 against the spread in those games. 4 of them came in round of 64. To our point about the pace of play, if you were looking at a different way to approach this game, even from a betting angle, from a non-spread but a total, Drake has played 9 games this year with a total of 135 points or more, and the under is 7-2 in those games. This game would qualify for that as well. So in games that have a total around what we're talking about, the under is 7-2. If the game goes under, you would think that favors Drake in this matchup. If the game goes over, you would think that's a good thing for the Missouri Tigers.
Tigers defense is playing okay, right? I mean, if it goes under that total,
They just have not shut down very often, teams very often. For Drake, the reason why the total is relevant, when Drake has games 135 points or under, they're 7-0 straight up as winners, and 6-1 against the spread. Now, we can talk about competition. Have they played a team like Missouri? No. Have they played tournament teams this year? Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have not played a team like Missouri. And yeah, I believe Missouri's going to go on in advance to a second game in Wichita on Saturday. And unfortunately, we'll have to hear Carrington tomorrow talk about the Missouri Tigers winning.
But you're disappointed in that? You guys could still, it's not too late. You could decide which team's going further. Which, I guess, second round matchup do you like between the two teams better? Kansas against St. John's. St. John's can't shoot a 3.
It is a better. This is not just me saying on the Kansas. I think Missouri's winning tomorrow, but I think Texas Tech would ultimately beat Missouri. And I would give Kansas a better chance to beat St. John's. And I know you're like, that's stupid. Missouri's a better team. It's matchups. It's all about matchups this time of the year. And to what you were kind of
alluding
to.
Kansas can't guard the 3-point line. St. John's can't shoot the 3. Yeah.
Now they got to get past Arkansas. Let's get to that game then, because Kansas is going to play about 20 minutes before Missouri does. They're all the way out in Providence, Rhode Island. I'll be curious just to see what the hell the atmosphere is like there and how many fans show up from a KU and Arkansas perspective. Kansas, 4.5-point favorites in this game. Coach Cal, there's a lot on the legacy end for him, too. The way his career is ending at this point in time. You know, he's 1-2 in the last couple first-round games. Is Coach Cal. We all know what happened last year for Kentucky. This year's Arkansas team, the big news yesterday and stuff is that one of their star players they were expecting to get back is not going to be back in time. And the other hasn't played in a month and a half. And so how do you work him in? You're not going to just automatically give him 30 minutes just like that. But what Kansas team shows up? What Kansas team is showing up? Is Hunter Dickinson showing up and looking like Hunter Dickinson?
Is Zeke Mayo going to look like he did in the Big 12 tournament?
If Hunter Dickinson is shut down, and I know these teams scrimmaged each other, had the charity game all the way back in November, and Kansas got beat up. Now, these are much different teams than they were at that point in time.
Sure.
But Kansas got beat up by Arkansas back then. And yesterday, I was listening to some of the audio from both Cal and self, and you can take however much you want to take from those press conferences, but how much do you buy into that? Hey, I can show my team, we got our ass kicked by this team, even in an exhibition game. Here's what they bullied us. You're not taking Arkansas for granted, right? If you're Kansas, especially because you played them earlier in an exhibition for charity and they beat you pretty good.
I guess the way I view this is I don't fear Calipari the way I used to as a coach. Like facing him in an NCAA tournament, I felt like used to like kind of It meant you were like, you were in trouble, right? The damage was coming. And maybe it's just because they had some bad finishes those couple of years and that last year there at Kentucky. And eventually he decided to go to Arkansas, which is still wild when you think about it. I mean, I can't remember any other instance in which a coach left one of the five biggest programs in the country and instead just took a job at like a middle level university. And look, Arkansas is relevant this year. They made an NCAA tournament. They are certainly not a bad team. I know that Jared said that it also matters with email. I just feel like Kansas never wins any game in which Hunter Dickinson is bad. They need too much, because here's the problem with Kansas, and it continues to be the problem, is that if Hunter Dickinson doesn't score, then who is? Like, if Hunter Dickinson doesn't put up 15 to 24 points, just real quick, where are you planning on getting those points? And that is inevitably their problem, is that so many of their bad offensive games, and they've got a lot of them on the record, come in games in which Hunter Dickinson doesn't score. I also still think Kansas is going to win today, because I'm not blown away by what Arkansas brings to the table either, but that's always like where they're kind of stuck in this rut.
Well, it's that and it's the turnovers. They struggle to force them on the defensive end, and we know offensively they can have multiple possessions in a row where they get out of sync, and all of a sudden they have turnovers. We're going to talk to Matt Tate a little bit later on in the show today. He, of course, has covered the Jayhawks for a long time, going back to his KUSports.com days. He now does great work for KU-specific side as well, R1-S1, and so he's going to join us a little bit later on in the program. We want to get his perspective. That'll actually be coming up in the 1 o'clock hour today. He writes for Wave the Weed and R1-S1 KU, and it'll be good to get some insight. I believe he's up in Providence right now.
Can Kansas, so like, versus Missouri, right? I just told you Missouri's track record. They've made it to the second round twice in the last 15 years. A win for them is like you feel really good about yourself. Are Kansas fans like, I'm asking you as a Kansas fan, because the ones I've interacted with don't seem to, they seem to have lost interest in this Kansas team to the point that they wouldn't even be satisfied if they beat Arkansas. Like,
well,
it wouldn't
feel
good.
No Kansas fans
good.
Are going to be satisfied with just one win in a tournament.
I guess, but like when you're a 7 seed, one win in a tournament is not that all bad.
That's not
of a
the
showing,
standard.
You know?
That's not the standard of the program. I mean, maybe I'm not speaking for the majority of KU fans. I'll tell you this. It has been a brutal season by their standard and everything. But for me, it's like, got to win at least one. Got to win at least one. But I don't think anybody's going to be satisfied if Kansas just wins one game in the tournament. Now, satisfied versus expectation, I think most Kansas fans are expecting them to win one game and be done. One and done. But satisfied? No, I think satisfied is getting to the Sweet 16 based off of how this team has performed.
A Sweet 16 trip would feel like a, not even kidding,
big win.
Massive win. Like somehow turning this relative turd of a season by Kansas standards into a Sweet 16 trip would feel, look, they don't hang banners at Allen Fieldhouse for Sweet 16 trips, nor should they. They got enough history and circumstance that does not necessitate, or maybe they do, they shouldn't, but like that necessitate that kind of action. But that would feel like a, you know what, you would feel even better going into next year knowing they got the number one recruit in the country. Somehow he drug this thing from the depths of the ocean back into a Sweet 16. But it's also weird because they were preseason number one. And I know you don't care about preseason ratings.
Yeah, I definitely don't.
But there's lots of people who do.
Yeah.
This was the preseason number one team. And we're just being like, is there any miracle in which exists that they end up in a Sweet 16 game? This game and Missouri's game, will determine how I feel about their chances to get past the 2 and 3 seeds they'll be facing.
Well, for sure.
Tech St. John's most likely.
I think it has no bearing on next season, though. That's the only part where I'll push back on.
I'm just saying, as far as like self being able to get something out of this team.
I guess, but I mean, next year's team is literally, I mean, there's going to be maybe one player left. I mean, honestly, there might be one player left on the team next year.
More for Dennis Gates, I think, than it does Bill Self, for sure.
Maybe two?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, get a lot out of this team as much in the tournament. But next year's team, whatever they like, they could be one and done. They could go and get to the Final Four. It has zero bearing on next year's team.
It's a coaching thing, not a player's thing to me. Does that make sense? There's a lot of people who have somehow quickly lost faith that Bill Self can't handle.
Well, that's crazy.
The NIL period. Yeah, but that's like, this is like the narrative part. I don't disagree with. Maybe it's a false narrative, but the narrative on Bill Self now is maybe he lost it in NIL. Maybe he doesn't know how to handle these players or how to recruit these players or keep them or choose the right players in the portal, because he had a bad year in the portal and he knows it. There's no mystery in it. The team he had built this year wasn't good enough. On paper, it was. That's why they were the preseason number one team. But like in the end, they were still stuck in this like no man's land of, I mean, how long did it take us to figure out that Kansas wasn't going to be very good? Wasn't that first month when they were beating like Duke and Michigan State?
And yeah, North Carolina.
And North Carolina. It wasn't then. It must have been like December. Once they got to Big 12 play, we're like, uh-oh.
Oh, it was a stretch of games when they had the Creighton game as well. And I know Creighton's a tournament team, but when they lost at Creighton, and you're like, okay. And then obviously the Missouri game, but.
God, they got, and they, in like some of those games, it's not that they lost. It's that they played poorly and they weren't really close in the game. They played a lot of tournament teams this year. There's no doubt about that. So they are battle tested, but I don't know. I don't know why I feel so good. Maybe it's because we're in the local market. I've watched KU and MU a lot. The teams that they're facing, I actually think are decent matchups for them, considering anybody they could have drawn.
It's because it's the tournament. Like it's because it's the tournament, and what happened in January doesn't matter. It's matchup driven at this point. Now, what happened in January matters how if you think they're going to go on a deep run and their path to getting to a Sweet 16 or an Elite Eight or a Final Four is dictated a lot, of course, by what you do or everything by what you do earlier. But right now, we're just talking game by game, matchup to matchup, and I think both teams could have done way worse with opening round matchups. There's flaws on all four teams we're talking about today. Yeah. Drake and MU and Kansas and Arkansas. They're all flawed. It's the reason why they're seated where they are. But yeah, man, there's today is the start of 4 days of some of the best days of the entire year. I can't wait. We got it. We'll figure it out maybe in the next segment after we talk to Tim Murray from VSiN. But I think we got to do a show bet for like the first half of this Creighton Louisville game, because that's going
to
start
like
during our show.
Juice early, yeah.
Yeah. That way we get it paid off during the show too.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.